The weather forecast seems to be a broken record. Pretty much it's the same forecast day after day, warm and humid with scattered showers and storms. And that's exactly the forecast as we work through the next couple of days. But there is some relief in sight. If you are not a fan of heat and humidity, it looks like the air will finally dry out some as we work towards the end of the week and move into the first half of the weekend. But for now, it's another warm and humid late afternoon across our area. Dew point temperatures are up around 70, so the air again is oppressive. And like in past days, we've had scattered showers and storms flare up, though not everybody is going to see a shower or storm through the rest of the day into the night. But if you happen to have a storm come by, it's likely to have some heavy downpours, so we'll have to at least monitor the potential for some localized flash flooding. Otherwise, it's going to be another warm and humid night with some areas of fog around. Temperatures will fall back into the 60s and low 70s. We'll do it all again tomorrow with partly sunny skies. Temperatures will climb up into the 80s with high levels of humidity. And again, we'll have that chance for showers and storms, though the chances tomorrow are going to be greater than the chances today. That's because a cold front will be approaching from the west, and that will help to provide some focus for the storms. Some of the storms tomorrow could be locally strong or severe. And again, we will have to watch for the potential for some flooding as these storms roll through. By Thursday, the front will be coming across the region, so we'll have again the chance for showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, but the change will come on Friday. As the front pushes off to the east, we'll see some less humid air come into the area, so it looks to turn a little more comfortable by week's end, and as the air dries out, that should also reduce the chances for rainfall. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, humid, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably to mostly cloudy for tonight, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, humid, low in the lower 70s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the mid to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, high in the lower to mid-80s, and on Friday, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high 76 to 82. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.